Chapter 8. "Good morning, everyone," I said with a huge grin, and I rolled over onto my side to observe the princesses fooling around. "What a wonderful trio of wives you are, but please, carry on with what you are doing. I'd like to watch you three have fun together for a bit before I join in." My wives were all naked, and I took a minute to lie back and admire their bodies. They all shared certain similarities, which included perfectly round breasts, toned, firm bellies, and curvy hips. Their enjoyment of each other only added to my own good times, so I was always glad to see the princesses touching one another.
"Oh, we want you to be part of the fun,"
Jessamine purred with a sly smile, and she gestured down at my cock, which was threatening to burst through the front of my shorts. "Yeah, I might," I said, and I lowered my head to suck on Ariana's other nipple. The redhead moaned and bucked up against Sienna's face, and I bit down a little harder before I pulled away. "How are you doing, Sienna?"
"Fucking fantastic,"
the blonde smiled as she pulled her head up from Ariana's pussy, and her mouth was glistening with the mermaid's juices.
"Joe, would you like a turn down here? Ariana was just saying she wished you'd wake up soon." "Please, Joe,"
Ariana murmured, and her aqua eyes were hooded with desire.
"I want to feel your rough face against my body."
"Yeah, I'm definitely in the mood for eating pussy today," I grinned at my wives. "In fact, I'm going to taste all of you."
"Me first. Sienna just got me all worked up, and I want you to make me come, Joe."
"Out of the way, Sienna," I laughed, and the blonde obliged and rolled over next to Jessamine, who grabbed the back of her sister wife's head and pulled her in for a kiss.
"I can taste Ariana's pussy on you,"
Jessamine giggled as she pulled briefly away from Sienna.
"It tastes amazing, like cherries and the ocean mixed together."
"Let me see," I growled, and I positioned myself between Ariana's slim, pale thighs. Then I touched my tongue to her clit, and she groaned and threw her head back against the bed. "Yeah, sweet and salty, like salted caramel. I love it. Very tasty." I didn't wait for the princesses to ask me about the reference as I went to work on the mermaid's slippery pussy. I knew what Ariana liked, so I held her hips in place and drew slow circles with my tongue against her clit. Sienna had gotten her pretty worked up already, but the more turned on she got, the harder she strained to grind her pussy up against my face.
"Oh, Joe!"
the redhead moaned, and she reached up with both hands to grab my head and push it harder down onto her mound.
"Someone needs to tell me something dirty. I'll tell you a story,"
I heard Sienna say from her place on the bed. I could also hear Jessamine moaning, so I figured the two women were playing with each other's bodies.
"It's a story about how you're going to ride Joe's cock. You're going to climb up onto his body and slide your wet sheath down onto his giant sword. It's going to spread you wide open and fill you like you've never dreamed. And it's going to feel so good." "Joe!"
Ariana cried out as she dug her hands into my hair.
"I'm going to come! Oh, right now!"
As I squeezed her hips, I continued to press my tongue up against her moist pink lips and circle around her clit. I could feel the convulsions of her orgasm in her thighs, and I slid a couple fingers inside her warm slit to feel her coming from the inside. My hand was immediately soaked, and she continued to grind against my face for at least a minute as her spasms went on and on. "Damn, Ariana," I told the mermaid when she finally let her sweaty body relax back onto the bed. "You climax so fucking hard."
"I know. I can't believe I went so many years without ever feeling this way. Oh, I'm so happy to be your wife."
I laid down next to her, and I realized that despite my cock being so hard it was almost painful, I hadn't even had a chance to take my shorts off yet. Jessamine noticed, and she reached one hand over Ariana's still heaving body to mess with the button.
"Here, why don't you let me take care of that for you?"
the raven-haired beauty murmured with a smile, and she carefully unbuttoned my shorts and began to pull them down. When my shaft was exposed, she began to gently stroke it up and down with her warm, smooth hand.
That's nice of you.
I leaned up on my elbows to watch what Jessamine was doing.
This is great, but Jessamine, I haven't gotten a chance to taste you yet. Come over here.
Won't your manhood be lonely?
Jessamine briefly ran her tongue around the head before she gently took it into her mouth.
Although, we were just teasing Ariana about riding you. Maybe she can take care of that.
Yeah, I growled, and I felt a growing tension in my muscles as my dark-haired wife continued to tease me. Jessamine, get on my face. Ariana, get on my cock. Now.
What about me?
Sienna whimpered, and when I looked over, she had her hand deep between her own thighs.
Oh, Joe, I'm lonely.
I'll get to you, I swear, I moaned. But it was getting harder to speak because Ariana had just reenacted Sienna's story by climbing on top of me and pushing her dripping wet hole down onto my manhood.
Fuck, Ariana. Oh, you make me want to come so bad.
Jessamine, get over here. Sienna, just hold tight. I'm going down on all of you today, huh? And I'm gonna fuck you just like I'm fucking your sister wife right now.
Oh, okay, Joe.
Sienna cried out, and I could tell she was keeping herself more than occupied. As Jessamine brought her pussy down over my face, I couldn't help but enjoy the sight of her silky lower lips. She smelled perfectly sweet and spicy, like gingerbread cookies, and I tilted my head upward to taste her wetness as soon as I could. She was facing the head of the bed, and she grabbed onto the headboard for leverage as she began to ride my face.
Gods, all your bodies are so beautiful. I don't know who to touch next. Jessamine, your ass is incredible. Ariana, can I kiss you? Your lips are so full and red. Yes!
The redhead moaned, and she began to fuck me faster as I thrust up into her and tried to meet her rhythm. I entered a world of pure sensation, and the sounds of Sienna and Ariana kissing and moaning, the taste of Jessamine grinding down onto my face, and the feel of Ariana's tight tunnel sliding up and down my shaft were almost too overwhelming. I reached out blindly, and Ariana directed my hand to her breast. As I pinched and caressed her nipple between my fingers, I heard the redhead begin to cry out. So I smacked her ass with my other hand, and I was immediately gratified by her increasingly loud screams.
Oh, fuck! Joe!
Ariana shouted, and I could tell from the way her entire body was shaking that she was about to come again. Ever since the first time I'd fucked her the way she properly deserved, the mermaid had demonstrated her ability to come over and over more than any other woman I'd met, except for maybe my other wives. I struggled for a moment to keep track of what was going on, and as Ariana's hot, tight hole spasmed and clenched around me, I heard Jessamine moaning louder and louder. So I sucked on her clit as hard as I could, and she let go of the headboard with one hand to grab my hair. My face was completely sticky as my dark-haired wife gyrated back and forth on top of me. And as she finally screamed out and pulled my hair hard, I couldn't withhold my release any longer.
Oh my God!
I grunted. Sensations traveled up the inside of my thighs, through my groin, and into the head of my cock, and I began to pump my shaft into Ariana's pussy over and over as cum spurted up into her ready body. The last thought I had before I almost blacked out was how fucking tight the mermaid was. And I grabbed hold of her ass and held on for dear life as waves of pleasure rolled over me. I groaned as Ariana and Jessamine climbed off me and left me cold and lonely, but then I could feel someone sucking my cum and Ariana's juices off the tip of my cock, and I craned my neck up to see Sienna feeding hungrily on me.
Damn, Joe, you're already hard again.
the blonde princess said as she parted her full lips, and then she went down on me again and took me all the way down her throat, as she liked to do.
Fuck! Oh, Sienna, I gasped. Come over here. I need your pussy on my face right now.
But what about your cock?
The beautiful blonde asked as she flicked her tongue over the head of my dick.
I don't want it to be sad. It's a good thing Joe has three wives. Move over, Sienna. It's my turn to fuck him next. Okay.
Sienna sighed, and then she straddled my head facing Jessamine, who had expertly maneuvered herself up and over my body onto my still hard shaft. I moaned loudly again as Jessamine's hot pussy lips engulfed my cock, and I reached out an arm to Ariana, who was lying next to me. I couldn't get enough of the feel of her firm, smooth tits, and when I reached out to pinch a nipple, I could feel her shaking with what seemed to be yet another orgasm. I was really starting to enjoy the way that not being able to see what my wives were doing intensified every other sensation, and I laid back, closed my eyes, and just worked my tongue. Jessamine was so wet, her juices were splashing all over my balls, and I savored Sienna's sweet, smoky taste and smell as she pleasured herself using my face. Then I realized Jessamine and Sienna had apparently begun to make out on top of me, because I could hear the slurping sounds of their sloppy kisses.
Fuck! What am I supposed to do with you princesses?
I asked, as I briefly pulled away from Sienna's pussy and tried to fight back the waves of pleasure that were building up again inside me.
You're all so fucking dirty.
We do it all for you, Joe,
Sienna assured me, and then she pinched me hard on the arm.
Now, make me come.
Yes, ma'am, I mumbled, and I got to work on alternating between sucking voraciously on her clit and penetrating her sweet pink pussy with my tongue. The action seemed to be working because her silky thighs clamped tighter and tighter around my head and began to quiver.
Oh, God! Joe!
Sienna screamed, and I felt the soft walls of Jessamine's pussy begin to clench rhythmically at the same time. It seemed like the two of them would never stop coming, and I tasted the blonde's juices that squirted down onto my face and into my waiting mouth. Every time I thought Jessamine was done, she screamed out again in ecstasy, and her pulsating tunnel began to clamp down on my shaft again in tempo. Finally, Sienna rolled off me, and now I could see my dark-haired wife as she continued to ride me. Jessamine's perfect golden tits bounced up and down as she focused on pleasuring herself again. Her cheeks were flushed, and her mouth was set into a determined line, but she managed to stare me in the eyes for a moment, which was enough to set me off.
Jessamine,
I tried to whisper, but no sound emerged from my throat other than a series of guttural grunts. My entire body seemed to tighten as surge after surge of bliss overcame me, and I didn't think my cock was ever going to stop spurting its seed up into the black-haired beauty's gushing womb. I just kept coming like a showerhead that had been turned on, and my dark-haired wife took every single drop of me deep into her womb as she cried out with pleasure. It almost felt like I lost consciousness for a moment, and when I came to, I realized Jessamine had rolled off me and was lying to my right side, still panting. Sienna was to the left of me, and when I looked over at her, she smiled. Then the blonde reached her hand down the inside of my thigh, scooped up a drop of my cum that had spilled, and sucked it off her fingertip while maintaining eye contact the whole time.
Joe, I haven't had a chance with your cock yet,
my blonde wife whispered into my ear, and she began to stroke my chest and gently play with my nipples. The tickling sensation on my ear and neck and the feeling of her soft, gentle hands were enough to send shivers down my spine.
Do you have anything left for me?
Feel for yourself, I murmured back to her, and I moved her hand down to my shaft, which was now throbbing again in anticipation. There was no way I was going to end this without fucking Sienna. Then I looked at Ariana and Jessamine in turn, and they both seemed like they were in a daze. You two spent?
I'm fabulous.
Ariana mumbled, and she reached out and squeezed my hand.
Go ahead and take care of Sienna now. She needs you.
I looked over at Jessamine again, and she nodded with her eyes closed.
Guess we get to share another private moment, I whispered to the blonde. What do you want to do?
Are you tired, Joe?
Sienna sounded almost shy.
I was just thinking that I hadn't gotten fucked from behind in a long time, but I didn't know if you would have enough energy left.
Sienna, you don't have to ask twice, I assured her, and I traced the side of her cheek with my finger. Just let me look at your beautiful face for a minute before I flip you over and give you what you need.
Okay.
The beautiful blonde moaned, and when she threw a leg over mine and gripped me with her thigh, I could feel how wet she still was.
Fuck, I need you now, I told her.
So I rolled her onto her stomach, and then I pulled her up onto her hands and knees. I admired the sight of her shining, deep pink hole. And then I entered her with a gasp. It didn't matter that I'd already fucked her two sister wives, because every moment with each one of them was so incredible. It was like my first time all over again.
Oh, Joe!
Sienna cried out as I began to move inside her.
Oh, I love your giant cock so much. It's just, I'm spread open so wide. Oh, you're splitting me in two. Please, fuck me harder.
Tell me more.
It hurts a little, but it feels so good, too.
The blonde told me, and she shoved her ass back against me so the entire length of me was inside her.
Oh, gods, please, more, now.
As I slammed my cock over and over again into her tight hole, Sienna cried out for more. So I slid myself all the way out of her pussy and then all the way back in again, and it seemed to be what she needed. Before I knew it, the blonde was screaming in pleasure.
Oh! 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 Yes!
Sienna cried out, and the combination of her screaming and the feel of the walls of her pink slit spasming around me were enough for me to come along with my blonde wife.
Yes! Joe! Please! Fill me up!
Even though it was my third time that morning, I felt like my seed would never stop squirting up into Sienna's body. It seemed like I had cupfuls and cupfuls of cum to release, and when the explosions of pleasure stopped cascading through my entire body, I finally collapsed onto my blonde wife's slippery back. Then I wrapped my arms tightly around her for a moment before I let go and rolled over.
How am I supposed to get up and face the townspeople now? I'm sure everyone heard us having a great time.
I have no fucking clue, I sighed and stared up at the ceiling. Damn, that was amazing. You're all fucking amazing. I love you all so much.
No, you're amazing, Joe.
Jessamine leaned up on an elbow to look at me.
I don't think there's another man who could please three women the way you do. Just wait until we meet more princesses, because I think you're really going to be in trouble then.
No way. I can handle it. But right now, everyone feels good, right?
Yes, Joe.
My three wives said in unison, and I grinned with satisfaction.
I can't believe we have to get up either. Can't we just lie here all day? Ronin said he was going to make us breakfast.
Jessamine began, and then she made a slight gagging noise.
Ugh. Do you think it's going to be octopus blood soup again?
Oh, gods. I hope not.
Ariana started to laugh.
I usually like the food in my kingdom, but that was particularly unappealing.
It was almost as bad as the meal at your stepmother's, Sienna.
Jessamine giggled. Nothing could be as bad as that, I shuddered. Sienna's evil stepmother had served us the most disgusting food I'd ever seen in my life, although the meal Vivian had brought us the night before was a close second.
Listen, we just need to be polite for a few minutes, and then we can make our way out of town, and hopefully we can find something better to eat. I don't think it would be polite to transform the inn's food into something else. Hey, do you hear that sound? I think it's coming from outside.
I'll go look, I offered. So I crept over to the side of the window and peeked out through the pink strands of kelp. Oh, shit. Ariana, it looks like every merperson in town is here to see you.
Damn it.
The redhead swore, which was fairly unlike her.
I guess we really do have to get up. How am I going to make myself presentable? I'm sorry, everyone, but I think we need water in here to clean off.
Fine, I guess, I grumbled. As much as I was enjoying breathing the air and being dry, I supposed she was right.
All right, everyone get ready. I'm going to cast Mermaid's Kiss and let the illusion go now.
Ariana warned us, and before I had a chance to take another breath, the room was once again full of briny water.
You could have at least given me the chance to put my leg armor back on.
Sienna laughed as she floated up toward the ceiling. Then she swam back over to where the armor had been tossed on the ground and began to fasten it around her legs. Jessamine and I swam over toward our own armor and mirrored what Sienna was doing, and I saw Ariana had returned to her mermaid form. The women put on the metal outfits Jessamine had crafted for them back at Ariana's palace, and I pulled on my shorts. I want to take the amulet back out again, I told my wives as I swam over to our chest, took out the rock, and put it into my pocket. I definitely don't want to leave it in something the hotel staff is going to be lugging around, and if we transform it back to the turquoise stone, maybe we could play around more with its healing and psychic powers.
Yes, that makes sense. I'll transform it again when we're in a safe spot to test it out.
Anyway, Ariana, are you ready to meet your adoring fans? I asked, and I jabbed her gently in the ribs.
let's see.
The redhead giggled as she glanced around the room, but then her expression grew serious.
Ronan is going to have to come up here to get our luggage. Is it totally obvious what we were doing just now?
Well, I don't think we have anything to be ashamed of, but...
Sienna had a slightly sheepish look on her face as she picked up the seaweed blanket I'd worried about the night before, which apparently now had several large holes in it. Hey, that could have happened doing anything, I laughed. But I wasn't honestly sure I cared who knew I was fucking three women, since this was basically the highlight of a lifetime for me.
Don't be silly,
Jessamine said, and she marched over and grabbed the blanket.
It's just a blanket. I can fix it.
She focused on the thick seaweed, and the holes disappeared in a flash of magic.
That was great, Jessamine.
Ariana complimented her sister-wife.
Now we have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, unless someone heard the bed banging up against the wall, I snickered.
Joe, water muffles sound.
Ariana informed me, and she punched me lightly on the arm.
Thank goodness. So anyway, are we ready to go? I guess I have to face these crowds sooner or later. I wonder why they're back today.
Who knows? After you, then, ladies. Ariana pushed the door open, and I followed her and my other two wives out into the hall. When we got to the ramp that would lead us downstairs, though, the redhead hung back and grabbed my arm.
Joe, I can do this, right?
Ariana asked me with wide eyes. Hell yeah, you can do it, I reassured her, and I squeezed her around the waist before I flipped the switches on my leg armor to make my descent toward the lobby. When we got down there, Ronan was standing behind the desk, wringing his hands. "Oh, Your Highness, you're up," the mayor said to Ariana in an unsure tone. I don't know how to tell you this, but..."
"But there's a whole crowd of people outside waiting to see me?"
My mermaid wife gently finished his sentence.
"Yes, that's right, and I'm so sorry," Ronan replied, and he wiped his brow. "You know how mer people get when there's a princess around."
"It's okay, Ronan. This just goes along with the territory of being royalty. Can I ask you where Vivian is, by the way? I'd like to say goodbye to her."
"I think she's hiding in the tavern," her father replied with a weak grin. She seems a little sad this morning."
"I want to go tell her everything is all right before we go,"
the redhead explained with a reassuring smile.
"Probably just more boy stuff. Do you mind if we go talk to her?"
"Of course not," Ronan said, and he gestured down the ramp. "I know it would help her feel at least a little better."
"Thanks, Ronan," I called out to the mayor as I began to walk down toward the tavern. "See you in a few minutes."
"Yes, sir. I'll start having your things loaded up into the chariot again," Ronan replied, and he saluted me. "If I can get the chariot out onto the street with all of the princess's fans."
"Good luck," I turned back and laughed. The princesses followed me down to the tavern, where Vivian was swimming back and forth with a nervous expression on her face. She held a small towel in her hands, and I assumed she was supposed to be cleaning.
Oh, good morning, Princess Ariana. Everyone?
Vivian rushed over to our party the moment she saw us, but then she looked down at the floor.
I'm glad you came here, because there's something I wanted to talk to you about. Listen, I'm still a little sad about my necklace, but I totally understand why you don't want me to have it. And honestly, you probably could use it more than I can, if it's so powerful. But there are a few more things you need to know about, because I didn't exactly tell you the whole story. Actually, no one knows about this. I thought it would freak my father out, so I never told him. On the day I found the necklace...
She trailed off for a long moment, and she gnawed nervously on her lower lip. Go on, I urged her, and the teenage mermaid flashed me a shy smile.
Okay, so I did tell you part of the truth.
Vivian plunked herself down on one of the coral stools.
I told you before I thought the necklace had something to do with Eudora's attack, and I guess that might have been proven last night. Well... To tell you the complete truth, I already knew more about the connection than I let on.
What do you mean?
Jessamine breathed as she leaned closer to the young girl.
After Eudora... After the worst had happened...
Vivian began in a trembling voice, and she twisted her fingers together.
I was looking outside the inn's windows, and I saw something red sparkling in the street... I knew I probably shouldn't, but I just had to see what it was. I ran out there and grabbed it, and as soon as I touched it, I just knew it was magic, because it practically burned my hand. But then, that's when I heard her voice. It was the same voice I heard when you all were fighting last night. I ran down to the stable, and I hid, but I could still hear her talking. And she was mumbling something. Something about her necklace. Do you know what I'm saying?
Vivian.
Ariana reached down and grabbed her around the shoulders.
Are you telling us you know for sure this is Eudora's necklace?
Yes, I am.
The teenager looked Ariana right in her eyes.
It's... Definitely that sea hag's necklace, and I need to tell you more about its healing abilities.